On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A council on the south coast says the double murder of a man and his 26-year-old son has left the local community shaken. The family is understood to have been targeted by gunmen after their car broke down on the R603 near Adams Mission on Monday. The mother, who's in her 40s, was wounded. Ward 67 councillor Sipolelo Mnyandu has condemned the attack and called for tougher police action against violent crimes in the area.
It's a very bad thing. They will tell you that crime is still escalating in a very bad fashion in our area. The police must act in that situation. This is not good. We are reaching a stage where we do not have a free South Africa when a family that is driving freely can just be shot to death. It's very bad.
Cases of culpable homicide have been opened following the deaths of three police officers who went missing while they were travelling from Bloemfontein. Their bodies, as well as the remains of two other people, were recovered from the Hennops River in Centurion this week. Linda Qebokulu, Khemogetso Base and Boipelo Senoge were deployed to Limpopo. Their vehicle was last seen on video moving along the Brakfontein interchange. National Deputy Police Commissioner Shadrach Sabir says their search for the car is continuing as they believe it holds crucial information.
It's a scene of accident as well. You can see part of the debris. You can see, not a wheel cap, but it has got a signage of a VW. But it is at a scene and it's still new.
And then in the Western Cape, closing arguments have been heard in the kidnapping and child trafficking case of Jocelyn Smith, with a state prosecutor calling the trial the first of its kind in South Africa. Six-year-old Jocelyn was reported missing from Saldanha Bay in February last year. Her mother and two others have been arrested. Prosecutor Zelda Swanepoel yesterday told the Western Cape High Court that the child's disappearance continues to complicate the case. The state believes the little girl was sold for muti.
So Kelly takes Jocelyn to a white polo and there she speaks to a woman. She describes her as a Songoma. Friends over years, Kelly tell Buta that she has received 20,000 rand. Kelly tells Renz that she has now done something bad. She has sold her child, Jocelyn.
Meanwhile, the attorney representing Jacqueline Apollos insists his client never confessed to any involvement in the case. Fani Harmsa says Apollos was merely told what to say.
The bottom line of accused one version is that he was told what to say. That there was a conversation between accused one and accused three, that accused three would have told him what to do, the money involved, that he should take Jocelyn to Makalima, which he said he didn't say that. That is not true in his version.
Durban's reaching a high of 26 degrees today. Maritzburg 25, Richards Bay 27. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Ousmane Dembele breaks Arsenal hearts at the Emirates. The women Proteas suffered defeat against India in the Tri-Series. And former SA schools lock Riley Norton to captain the junior Springboks.